This is the WUNC Politics Podcast. I'm Jeff Tiberi. As always, glad to have you along. Keeping things fresh in the final weeks of the 2020 election season, some new music to ease you into the program. We'll be tinkering around with a theme of sorts in the next few episodes, so please feel free to let us know what you do or do not like. On this episode, a conversation with a Wake County woman facing two charges stemming from a ballot that she cast in 2016. Here's our conversation. When Lanisha Bratcher went to vote 4 years ago in the 2016 election, it didn't cross her mind that she was doing anything wrong. She thought she was simply exercising her right to vote.
I did not know that it was a crime to go and vote. I did not know I committed a crime voting. So it was a kind of a shock. And then here 4 years later, I'm being charged with it.
A year ago, Lanisha was charged with committing voter fraud from back in 2016. The district attorney in Hoke County charged her with voting illegally because at the time, Lanisha was still on probation from a felony conviction.
The whole process has just been, what? Why?
In 2013, Lanisha was charged with a felony after she says she defended her sister outside of a club.
Me and my baby sister was assaulted at a club by a gentleman. And we got into an affray. And I hit him with my car. I kind of swiped him with my car. So the charges that were brought up against me was assault with a deadly weapon.
Lanisha took a plea agreement, served her sentence, and then was released. She says she was never informed about her ineligibility to vote while on probation. Today, she lives in Fuquay Varina with her husband, Lamonte Jones. And she goes by Lanisha Jones now. She has two daughters and is due with her third child, a boy, later this year. Earlier this month, I traveled to Lanisha's home to speak with her and her husband about these charges and the entire process, a process she describes as grueling. My colleague, Leonita Inge, host of WUNC's podcast, Tested, was there as well.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, we sat down with Lanisha and her husband on a rainy morning. We had our masks on, we had our long microphone poles, and we sat socially distant in different corners of her living room. And then we just asked them to walk us through what happened when the police showed up at their door last summer with a warrant.
I received a call from a family member that I was on the news. Shortly after eating breakfast, I had just came from the hospital. I had miscarried our first child. We come back home and the police arrive at my door with a warrant for my arrest. And then they couldn't really explain to me the charge. They just said it was voter fraud. And I'm like, I never voted. I don't know when I voted. Everything just was a blank to me. They came and they arrested me. Luckily, they let me put my shoes on. And it was about four or five cops. I think maybe about six, four cars. They had a house surrounded. There were people in our backyard. They came and they arrested me. My children were here at the time. And we went down to the Wake County Detention Center and they began to process me. And then they couldn't explain what the charge was there either. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to jail and I don't know why.
Lanisha is not the only person who's been charged with this crime in North Carolina. Following the election in 2016, the State Board of Elections did an audit. It found about 500 votes that were improperly cast in that last general election. 441 of those were individuals who voted while on felony parole, and the State Board referred these incidents to local prosecutors. The vast majority were dismissed, but not all of them. In Alamance County, reminder, that's just west of Orange County, 12 people were prosecuted. 9 of them were black. In Hoke County, there were 5 people, all black, indicted. And of that big number I mentioned, 441, nearly 70% were black. In Hope County, it was Assistant District Attorney Mike Harden who was moving forward with the case against Lanisha. But Lanisha's attorney raised questions about the law itself. Was it even legal? So earlier this year, Harden dropped the initial charge, and he effectively re-upped the prosecution. And in June, filed two new felony charges against Lanisha using the same law, but different provisions.
This is not a new law in North Carolina. It's been on the books for more than a century. Origins of the law were born out of Jim Crow, and the law does not require knowledge or fraudulent intent, meaning that a person who believed they were voting legally could still be convicted. Now, this statute originated in the wake of the 1898 elections, famous for the defeat of the fusionist government by the Democrats' white supremacy campaign and that bloody coup and massacre in Wilmington following the election, where so many black people were killed. The criminal statute has remained the same all this time, as have the corresponding statutes that deem violence at the polls and voter intimidation to be only misdemeanors.
They used to just charge black people with just anything. They could be walking down the street and just get a charge, a felony at that,
to
keep them from voting.
Yeah.
And then what they would do, they would take the polls or the actual voting polls out of the town so that they couldn't get to them. It was amazing. And I'm like, here I am in this loophole.
Over 100 years later, caught up.
I had a sentence to serve for 36 months, and no one had informed me of voting. I was never educated on it. We don't talk about it in school. It's not a thing, per se. So it was never discussed. So I never knew. My probation officers, the judge, the DA, no one ever told me about voting or if I even had the right to vote, or that my rights were stripped from me at that time.
One thing I wonder if you're going to get to vote this year in this year's presidential and gubernatorial races.
Absolutely. I am eligible to vote right now. I was a little iffy about it. I did receive a voter registration form. I took a picture of it. I read it thoroughly. I did sign it, and I did send it off.
Do you think that you're being picked on by the DA in Hope County?
I do. Let me tell you why. We had court in August, and I was dealing with some COVID issues, me and my family, and we could not make it to court. So I contacted my lawyer, and he contacted the DA and let them know that we were dealing with COVID and that we couldn't come at the time because we were in quarantine. My lawyer spoke with me about the order for arrest that could have been issued or might have been issued, but it wouldn't have affected me because they already knew about the situation at hand because of the change of the charges. So last week, I get another visit from the police at my door, and it's a warrant for my arrest for missing court. So I actually got arrested yet in front of my kids again. I was removed from my home, and we went down to Wake County Detention Center, where I'm there all of maybe 30 or 40 minutes, and then they tell me there's been some type of mistake. We're going to shred your paperwork. They didn't give us notice. And I'm like, when was this initial notice put in? And she said sometime in June. Well, the court wasn't until August. So the issue was already set out for me, whether I came or not. So I really feel like they have been vindictive at this time because of all of what's going on. Me making statements about what has been going, how this has been attacking me and my family, how it's, you know, really depressing to even go through it. What my children are now having to go through, these questions that they're asking me, I can't answer, but only to give them, you know, the bottom half of it so that they can understand, hey, mom's not going anywhere right now. You know, but there is always a time where I think I will have to go somewhere dealing with them, you know. So that's, I'm sorry. It's been hard and frustrating.
I can only imagine. And you've got another one coming.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you're trying to do to find peace, to find calm, to step back and kind of find that equilibrium so that you can get through each hour, each day.
Oh, prayer has been working. That's been my go-to, you know, to stay prayerful and just have enough faith that I will come through. You know, it's been, oh God, a lot.
We have a lot of support, you know, and I have to stop and give John, our attorney, he helps us sleep at night. You know, she wants to fight, and I want to help her fight. But then, as her husband and as the head of the house and her protector, I fractured a law or two in my life, and I know how the system is set up. You know what I mean? And I don't want her to get caught in the system again. You know, we walked out of the system, and that's behind us. You know, we're trying the best to keep all that behind us, and for the girls and for him not to have, you know, anything about that. You know what I mean? And so we're trying to clean up, you know what I mean? And get our life together and get the, you know, be effective in the community. And but we have a lot of support.
So you would say that, I guess, even the new charges and the continuation of this case has to do with the color of your skin?
Yes.
Lanisha's next court hearing is set for September 28th. If there's a trial in this case, it wouldn't be for several months. And the larger issue of felon reenfranchisement has been in the news recently. Some states give individuals the right back to vote once they're out of prison. But in North Carolina, that's obviously not the case. State judges did rule in a lawsuit earlier this month that people who have completed prison time, probation, or parole cannot be kept from registering to vote due to outstanding fines. North Carolina's attorney general signaled that he will not appeal that ruling.
Lanisha says she is going to continue fighting the charges. She says she recently watched Ava DuVernay's documentary 13th about the history of mass incarceration and disenfranchisement against people of color. The film has inspired Lanisha to stay strong and keep fighting.
I don't want to take a plea. If I can get my peers to understand what I've been going through, if we were not dealing with COVID and me being pregnant, I would actually be out there marching and protesting and getting the word out. You know, one thing I wanted to do was to go to the voting polls in North Carolina, in my county or surrounding areas, and inform us Black voters, hey, listen, make sure that you're eligible. Make sure that you can, you know, make sure that this is something that you know you can do. Don't get caught up because you will fall and they will get you.
Hoke County Assistant District Attorney Mike Harden did not return phone calls or emails seeking comment about Lanisha's case. Plenty happening on the political front. Already this week, a U.S. Senate debate and a voter ID case resurrected, now heading for the state Supreme Court. You can learn more about those stories at our website, WUNC.org. Don't forget to download podcasts of The State of Things. They recently delved into Council of State races. Lots of history and context there. And of course, Tested, the now twice-weekly podcast from your favorite public radio station. Hosts Leonita Inge and Dave DeWitt with news and stories about the pandemic and racial inequality. Next week, we'll turn our focus here on the WUNC Politics Podcast to North Carolina's most competitive congressional contest. Until then, enjoy this cool weather. We'll talk to you soon.